from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Islamic State defeated. The Iraqi Prime Minister travels to Mosul. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally declared victory over Islamic State in Mosul. He made the announcement in a speech carried on state TV today. The Prime Minister visited the war-torn Syria on Sunday when he referred to it as the liberated city of Mosul. Ali Rubai celebrated back in Baghdad. He said, "Today is a day of honor for every Iraqi. The Iraqi flag was raised in Nineveh province and the mythical state of ISIS is over. There is no place for ISIS in Nineveh." Even as the prime minister's convoy departed, there was still fighting going on between Iraqi forces and the last remaining ISIS militants in the city. The battle was in such tight quarters that coalition air strikes against ISIS targets shook Iraqi-held buildings. Soldiers described the final fights as the most brutal in the battle with Islamic State militants as they entered houses where militants hid out in suicide vests. A hospital treating Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo says he is too ill to travel overseas for treatment, saying the Nobel Prize laureate is in critical condition. The hospital said Liu's blood pressure is falling and he has an increasingly swollen stomach and partial intestinal obstruction and other complications. Liu was recently moved to the first hospital of China Medical University in Shenyang from jail after he was diagnosed with late-stage liver cancer. In 2009, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison for inciting subversion of state power after helping write a petition known as Charter 08 that called for political reforms in China. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said Monday it was unaware of a 2016 meeting between the U.S. President Donald Trump's senior staff and a Russian attorney who promised to give them damaging information about Trump's challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it does not know the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya. President Trump's son, Donald Jr., says he met with Veselnitskaya shortly after his father clinched the Republican nomination, hoping to get information helpful to the campaign. The White House sought to downplay the contact. The New York Times is reporting today that Donald Trump Jr. denied interest in the information and quickly changed the subject. The get-together was arranged by music publicist Rob Goldstone on behalf of a Moscow client, Azerbaijani singer-songwriter Emin Agalarov, who knew the future president through his 2013 promotion of the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow. The strained U.S. relations with Turkey are beginning to improve, but will require much more work, according to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
And so I think we are working very hard to rebuild that level of trust that is the basis for any relationship, and you know that as well or better than anyone. So I think while we still have a lot of challenges ahead of us, this is an extraordinarily important relationship to the United States.
The U.S. Secretary of State marked the anniversary of last year's failed coup in Turkey, praising the courage of the Turkish people. The secretary spoke in Istanbul after meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in Kyiv. Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate the violence in eastern Ukraine. He's now headed to Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar to try to help find a way out of the impasse over the month-long blockade of Qatar by its Persian Gulf neighbors. The current seventh round of UN-mediated peace talks aimed at ending the long-running conflict in Syria has opened with a sense of cautious optimism. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the site of the talks in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says he does not expect a breakthrough in the negotiations. But he says there is a higher potential than has been seen in the past for progress to be made in ending a war he calls the most complex conflict of our time.
I feel that when two superpowers, Russian Federation, which is an ally of President Assad, and the United States of America, agree at that level in trying to make that ceasefire work, there is a strong chance that that will take place.
Only sporadic violence has occurred since the truce went into force at midday Sunday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.